Prime Minister Mark Carney seems to have, for now, soothed the petulant child who inhabits the Oval Office. Carney gave some appropriately fawning deferential compliments to Donald Trump, although they could be taken more than one way. Then he sat silently and managed not to roll his eyes as Trump barfed out his usual stream of unconsciousness in a rambling Oval Office sit-down. Trump launched into all the things the U.S. doesn't want or need from Canada and the tremendous deficit, blah, blah, blah. Juggling chainsaws, jumping on a trampoline while holding a jug of nitroglycerin, or dancing across alligators to cross a swamp are all skill sets analogous to dealing with the toddler-in-chief. And Carney seems to be managing. For now, Trump says he loves Canada and likes Carney. And if Carney can manage to keep that sentiment fixed in Trump's reptile brain while working out a deal to get rid of tariffs, it would be an incredible achievement. But wouldn't bet on it yet. I'm Marie Wood.